This is Watermelon Slim talking at you. Come on down here and let's hear some real low-down dirty blues. What do you say?
Opening up The Raven and the Blues, The Rolling Stones, their album from last year, Blue and Lonesome, and a track called Ride 'Em On Down. Welcome to the program. My name is Dave Raven. I wasn't going to start with that, really. When I was putting the show together yesterday, a theme started to develop, really, which was a very kind of Rolling Stone theme. You'll see it or hear it in a second. And so, therefore, I thought I really should open with the Rolling Stones, seeing as they kind of influenced the whole thing. So there we go. The band who took their influence from the Chicago blues of the 1950s, when they formed and started playing here in the UK in the early 1960s, and then went on to send the blues back to America in kind of a roundabout way. You know, well, you know the whole story anyway. So therefore, when this album, when I got a copy of this album this week, it was kind of a Chicago paying tribute in a sense. The album is called Chicago Plays the Stones, and that's exactly what it is. It's the blues artists of Chicago playing the Rolling Stones. Here's John Primer and the rest of the band, and Let It Bleed.
If you want it, baby, you can lean on me.
Somebody wrote a song about the chimes of freedom. They're crashing in my head. They're not invisible, you can see them. And they'll be flashing even when I'm dead. Brothers and sisters, oh say, can you see? We're still marching strong. And if I go down, I'm going in the knowledge that my comrades will carry on. And they'll pick up my guide on. Pick up my God on. Don't pick up my God on. Pick my God on up and push on home. We started in a common crucible. Most had it worse than I. But we all learned lessons that we took to heart and come to guide our whole life by. After all these years, I can only say I'm proud to serve with y'all. I'll be in this outfit come what may until my final curtain call. Then you'll pick up my guide on. You'll pick up my guide on. You'll pick up my guide on. Take my guide on.
That's rather nice. Pick up my guide on. It's called Watermelon Slim from his brand new album, just been released last week, Golden Boy. And it's an album which I say got hold of this week, and it's full of great tracks. And before that, another brand new album out this week called Chicago Plays the Stones, featuring a list of Chicago artists: Carlos Johnson, John Primer, Billy Branch is in there, Jimmy Burns, Billy Boy Arnold, all kinds of people, Buddy Guy, Mick Jagger as well, Ronnie Baker Brooks. It's a really good album. I got hold of it this week, and it's literally Chicago bands playing tracks written by the Rolling Stones. Good stuff indeed. Okay, the plaque we played was by John Primer, Let It Bleed. And John Primer's a bit like a number 33 bus. You have one, and all of a sudden a second one comes along in the same week. A brand new album again. It's called Ain't Nothing You Can Do. It's John Primer together with Bob Coratore. And here is Harmonica Boogaloo.
Thank you.
could shuffle around the dance floor track. Slow dancing, almost. John Primer and Bob Corritore together, and Ain't Nothing You Can Do, the brand new album, and now you heard instrumental called Harmonica Boogaloo. Like many people of my age, discovering the blues back in the 60s, the local bands, and the bands who came to visit, like the Rolling Stones and things, were playing, obviously, their version covers of the tracks influencing them, the Chicago blues and the American blues of the 40s and 50s and very early 60s. And I suppose I discovered my blues originally as the electric blues of Muddy Waters and Howling Wolf and the like, but then gradually as other bands, as our common knowledge increased, we moved into the hills, we went more acoustic and things like that, and into the folk clubs almost. And a couple who were influential a lot in my love of acoustic blues were Sonny Terry and Brownie McGree. I've played them a lot on the show over the years, but not for a long, long time, because it's all been current stuff I've been playing. But here's something which is a new album, just been released, called Sonny and Brownie's Last Train, and it's the very lovely Guy Davis, together with, from Italy, Fabrizio Poggi, together doing their tribute, I guess, to Sonny and Sonny Terry and Brownie McGree. Here's a track called Walk On.
When your mind gets worried and your shoes get thin, you don't know where you're going, but you do know where you've been. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. See so many people happy, I can't get used to happiness. Maybe it's true that happiness is not for me, I guess. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Is too high and the highways are too long. No need of us being together when we just can't get along. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Come on, let's walk a little further now. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home.
Lovely. Guy Davis on vocals and guitar, Fabrizio Poggi on harmonica, and Sonny and Terry's Walk On. When I was playing, yesterday when I was sort of auditioning it, I thought, actually, Katie Bradley, the lovely Katie Bradley, does that as part of her set. I've seen her do it, but she's the harmonica player, so I can't think who does the vocals when she does it. Nevertheless, it's a track I think that many of us will know the words to. Okay. An old friend of mine, and known him for many years now, and he's been to the Houseboat a couple of times, and I love him to bits, is Doug McLeod. Doug's same age as me. He started in the music business as a young teenager, really, and because of that, and he was around the bluesmen at the time, he worked with all of the blues, well, not all, but many, many of the blues greats, and has got some amazing stories to tell. So when you see him working live, it's not just the music, which is wonderful, and his songwriting, which is also wonderful, it's also the tales he tells. And so therefore, if you ever have a chance to see Doug McLeod working, go and do so. He's wonderful. Here's a track from his brand new album called Break the Chain. It's called One for Tampa Red.
just a good Mississippi guy. But check this out.
Met this girl in one of my shows, and I thought she was nice. Turned out something was wrong with her. That girl wasn't right.
She asked me, did I have a Facebook page?
After that, I begin to get messages every night in my inbox, telling me that she loves me and she cannot live without me. I text her back, I told her, you've got to stop. She got mad, she must have took it kind of personal. Text me back, Sip is home. Said to myself, what in the world a man gotta do to make you leave me alone? Why are you stalking me? Why are you stalking me? I never said anything to this woman. Understand it, but
Mr. Sip from the album which came out towards the end of last year, Knock a Hole in It, and 21st Century Lyrics, Inboxes and Stuff, and Why Are You Stalking Me? And before that, Doug McLeod from his brand new album, Break the Chain, and One for Tampa Red. The word segue, is it Latin or is it French? The word segue in radio terms, that's not the silly scooter with the electric motor on it, which you stand on. A segue in radio terms is where you put two tracks side by side and they seamlessly go together. I don't know what made me think yesterday or even today that was going to work, but Doug McLeod and Mr. Sip kind of joined together, but it wasn't seamless, not by a long way. It would have been if I'd joined Mr. Sip with this one from Samantha Fish.
Don't leave me alone while wish you leave before I go insane. You never take me yours. You never had nothing nice to say. You walk around looking mean and evil each and every day. Even
lovely dirty sax at the end, there's a long fade. Samantha Fish, Chilton Fever, the album. Good stuff indeed. And You'll Never Change. Putting the show together yesterday, I was mostly new stuff, but all of a sudden I thought, actually, I haven't played this guy for a while. It is festival season coming up, and when we talk about festivals here in the UK, one man comes to the fore. He lives in Sweden now. He comes from America originally, we think. His name is C6 Steve. Thank you.
is coming on. Do they make their way down south? Find a place that's warm. I'd like to know.
Segue that kind of worked. First of all, C60 from his album, which came out towards the end of last year, Keeping the Horse Between Me and the Ground, and Walking Blues, very shades of Rolling Stones in there as well, and then followed from Tony Joe White's album from last year, Rain Crow, and a track called Where Do They Go. Dedicate that one, in fact, dedicate both of them to Jan den Uden from Holland, who is a regular donator at the programme. He has kind of a standing order every month. Thank you, Jan. And also to Lloyd Hedges, who actually is a regular for many, many years. Thank you for your very kind donation, Lloyd, which came this week. Okay, Vanessa Collier is next. Her new album is called Meeting My Shadow. Here's a track called Two Parts Sugar, One Part Lime.
Tender.
quite delicious. Two parts sugar, one part lime, Vanessa Collier and her brand new album, Meeting My Shadow. That's an album which has been picked up by many of the IBBA DJs. One of the things I do is collate the monthly chart of the tracks played by the blues DJs here in the UK. And so all the DJs send me their playlists and I number crunch it all together. Last month, I think it was 2,608 tracks played by the DJs across the UK. And we end up with the top 40. And Vanessa Collier was in the top 40 this month with the DJs playing her, as was this band too, Brent Hutchinson and the band. The album is called Smoke and Mirrors, and a track from this called Better the Devil You Know. Album getting lots of plays by the UK IBBA DJs, the Independent Blues Broadcast Association, and Brent Hutchinson and the band, and the album Smoke and Mirrors, and Better the Devil You Know. I mentioned the people who'd made donations earlier on, and if you want to make a donation or learn more about the show, ravenblues.co.uk is the website to go to, or even raven.dj, that still works, and that'll tell you all about the programme and all the old shows you can listen to all over again and donate and all that kind of stuff. And it also might have a link by the weekend, if I can get my act together, to a festival I'm going to in Croatia. Never been to Croatia before, and this week got an invitation saying, would you like to come as our guest to Croatia? We'll settle, look after you all the way there and look after your hotels and things. And I said, would I? I'd love to. Who's on? And they said, well, it's only a one-day festival. It's kind of new. It's in the town of Thrill. Can't buy a thrill. Trill, I think it is, which is about an hour away from Split in Croatia. But it's a one-day festival with lots of local bands and also from the States, this gentleman, Eric Sardi. Us.
If you break my heart, it's never again. I'm gone, long gone. I'm gonna tell you how the story ends. I'm gone, long gone. When the rain's falling down on me, that's when I'll break free. By the morning you won't see me, you'll just hear my song. Lord, I'll be long gone. Trouble coming down the road, I'm gone, long gone. When good love comes with a heavy load, I'm gone, Lord, long gone. When the rain's falling down on me, that's when I break free.
Eric Sardinas, haven't seen him working for years, and look forward to seeing him in Croatia, in the town of Trill, in the summer of this year, in July, in fact. And that's a track from his album from 3 years ago, Boomerang, and a track called Long Gone. Okay, coming up to date, and here's the Bridget Kelly Band. They've got a new album out called Bone Rattler, and a track from that, I'm So Tired. I just know that feeling so well.
Tired of paying dues. Yeah, I'm so tired. I'm tired of paying dues. And the load that I'm carrying must be someone else's blues. Yeah, I've been down and I've seen hard times. Got a boss man on my back, barely save a dime. Now the police are knocking on my door, trying to take away my rights. I'm so tired, I'm tired of paying dues. Doggone tired, I'm tired of paying dues. Well, the load that I'm carrying must be someone else's blues.
Bridget Kelly Band, their album Bone Rattler. Now, Bridget is a fine-looking blonde singer, and you're probably thinking, that doesn't sound very blonde or young or female. It's not. That's not Bridget. I guess that's a guitarist, Tim Fick, on a track called I'm So Tired. But nevertheless, it is her band, and that is their new album, Bone Rattler. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Thanks for giving me an hour of your valuable time. I was looking at the number of blues outlets, if you like, on the internet these days. And compared with 12 years ago when the podcast started, started. It's staggering. It must be 100-fold the amount of blues you can listen to. Non-stop blues stations streaming all the time. There's new ones appearing almost every week. And, of course, lots of shows like mine as well. So thanks for choosing mine amongst all the others. I'd like to close with this one. Actually, no. Website, ravenblues.co.uk, has everything you need to know about the programme. And links to everything, and you can subscribe to the show there as well. And subscribing to the podcast makes so much more sense, because it means that instead of having to think, is there a new show? Shall I see if Dave Raven's got a new program yet? It'll come automatically to your computer or to your mobile phone or your iPad or whatever. So subscription details are on the website. Let's close with an album which is new and yet not new. It goes back, I think, some 20 years, roughly. The Big Blues Band live album, recorded at the Town and Country Club. And it's the blues band augmented with horns and all kinds of other stuff. It's a lovely album. Just been released. And we'll close with this particular track, which has been on their set list, I guess, now from the very beginning, really. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time, and hope you can do the same in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Goodbye. This is a track called Flatfoot Sam.
Oh! What's that up there? Come on,
is it
now.
A bird? Is it a plane? Is it Superman?
Flatfoot Sam bought an automobile. No money down, it was a real good deal. He didn't want to work, just ride around town. Finance company put his feet on the ground. Oh, Flatfoot Sam, you always in a jam. Flatfoot Sam stole a $10 bill. He told the judge he done it for a thrill. He got 60 days suspended fine. Said, thank you, judge, for being so kind. Oh, Flatfoot Sam, you always in a jam. Flatfoot Sam, he got him a job. The very same day, the place got robbed. Cats got away, they couldn't be found. They took it on Sam and they carried him down. Flatfoot Sam, you always in a jam.
Got switched to Sam got the blame. He pulled a gun, shut out the light. Everybody holler, run for your life. Oh, Flatfoot Sam, you always in a jam. Flatfoot Sam went out on a spree. He married a girl weighing 6'3". She took all his money, sold all his land. Next thing she did, she got another man. Flatfoot Sam, you always in a jam. All right.
Flatfoot Sam.